The Orioles and the Angels on Monday as Mike Trout turns 26 years old and the Phenom celebrates with a milestone.
And speaking of Trout, he lines the first pitch down to the left field corner and he's headed for second base and he'll just pretty much walk there to start the inning off with a double. So Trout, he is getting a standing ovation, not because it's his birthday, which you might think right away. That's also his 1,000th career hit, and he gets it on his birthday. Here's the next pitch, and it's a little pop into shallow center field. Going back is Simmons, can't make the catch. Coming in and scoring from third will be Beckham. Boy, Simmons did everything he could. Even had he caught it, though, you got to think the runner would have been able to tag and score. It turns out to be a bloop RBI hit, and it's a 1-1 ball game. Here's the next pitch. And that one is lifted high and deep. This one looks fair this time. Hits the foul pole. Home run. Out of here, Mike Trout on his birthday. Here's the next pitch, and that ball is hit well into left field, and it's gone. Machado hadn't hit a ball out of the infield tonight. This one he hits out of the ballpark. That's a grand slam. Here's the next delivery, and that one is waved at and missed, and down on strikes goes Valbuena. Here on Crone with one out, 3-2, grounded sharply down to third. Nice stop by Machado, second for one, relay to first, and boy, that was an impressive double play right there.
The Orioles take this one 6-2. Through the same number of at-bats that it took Mike Trout to reach 1,000 career hits, all-time hit leader Pete Rose had 969. It was a big night for the birthday boy Mike Trout, but not much else went right for the Halos in Monday's 6-2 loss to Baltimore. Here is Angels skipper Mike Socia.
You know, every time Mike does something, you just shake your head. And for us to experience a player of his magnitude doing so many things at such a young age, it's exciting. And hopefully we're going to get a chance to see him for a long time here. Yeah, JC was really cruising, really effective, pitch efficient early, had a good sink and good bite on his breaking ball, and a lot of ground balls. And then in the seventh, gets Rickard on a big strikeout and then has Adam Jones 0-2 and couldn't put him away. Obviously, he hit him and then just hung a slider to Manny Machado and that was a grand slam. Oh, he hit his spots well. We really didn't pressure him very much. Mike hit the double. We manufactured one. Albert got him over. Cole, good sack fly to get us on the board. And then Mike's home run. Outside of that, he was in the zone and changed speeds and moved the ball around. We don't strike out that much and struck out 10 times. So, we were a little off balance tonight.
The Angels look to bounce back on Tuesday behind Parker Bridwell. He'll be opposed by Jeremy Hellickson.